December is around the corner and many anticipate a downtime catching up with your friends and with your family and living stress-free for a few weeks. Now, for others, the holidays are an opportunity to review their financial commitments and to cut back on sort of luxury costs such as policies and insurances due to the economy's downturn. And this is a fatal move of a number of people that they do not look at the sort of money and say, okay, this is what I need to cover my debit orders, and this is what I need to cover my expenses, and this is my cash flow for the month, and therefore I will take this cash flow and spend that and make it last for me. I have a budget of 2,000 or 1,500 rand a week, and this is what we can spend and nothing more than that. One has got to be very financially savvy over this period. But while saving money is a good thing, cutting down on your insurance policy or your funeral policy is never a good idea, especially during the most unpredictable and dangerous time of the year. Anything can happen during this festive season, and the last thing you want to have is a serious accident and even worse, death, and be stuck without insurance, without that funeral policy that you have lapsed over the last maybe January and February and even over December. We chat this morning to Noloyise Gawula, and Noloyise is the Abaveleli Funeral Director, and she is a guest on with us this morning. A very good morning to you, Noloyise, and good morning to and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson, and I greet the listeners of the Cape Talk.
Noloyise, you know, you've seen your fair share. Being a funeral director, you've probably seen a lot of things happening during this particular COVID period. Tell us about your experiences, you know, where people and families find themselves in a situation where policies have lapsed, they haven't paid the policies, and now the family is stuck. Tell us about those experiences that you might have had.
Okay, thank you very much. Firstly, I must say the festive season is the perfect opportunity for the reckless spend. People, they spend their money and they overspend consequently, and that leads them into a new year with festive season financial hangover. And people on December, they get paid their salary in the middle of the month and tempted to overspend by purchasing Christmas gifts, book their vacations, and even plan events.
Why are people then so tempted, you know, to use that money, which they know is critical money? Because eventually what happens, Noloyise, is people have to sort of play catch up. And we know that January is a difficult month, so they don't pay you double that funeral policy. Then they have to sort of jump to February and start paying you maybe two or three payments. Have you had that experience?
Yes, we have that experience. And fortunately enough, Abaveleli Funeral Directors provide a grace period, which is 30 days for the people that they don't pay their monthly premiums. And if you do pay that premium during that grace period, your policy will remain active. It won't lapse.
And have you give us an example of where, for instance, people have found themselves in desperate trouble because, you know, the person doesn't have a funeral policy? What happens if in the case where somebody dies and your organization, we're chatting this morning to Noloyise Gawula, she's the Abaveleli Funeral Services Director, and we're chatting specifically about funeral policies because I know that a number of people have landed themselves into a situation where they don't have funeral policies and actually the family now has to club together to finally get this child buried, or this person buried. Has that happened in some of the cases that you've been aware of? Yeah. Has it happened where, for instance, you've gone and the family's come to you and said, please come and collect this body, this person has died, and then you collect the body and eventually what happens is that you find out this person has no funeral policy? What happens in that case?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for the question. Yes, we do face that challenges, those challenges sometimes, where the people, they call us to collect the body, and along the run, we found that those people doesn't have the funeral policies. But fortunately enough, for our police, our coffins and everything of us as Abavelele funeral directors, they are very much cheap and affordable. We do accommodate people that don't have enough money to prepare their funeral burials. And also we do help and assist them where they need our assistance and our help. And we Abavelele Funeral Services, our staff are so well much trained that we are able to assist those families in that case. So for as long as the family is open enough to us to tell us that they don't have enough money to bury their loved ones, we do help them by preparing their funeral so that everybody must be buried and laid into his or her grave dignitary.
If a person wants to cut off their policy or their insurance because they find that they don't have enough money at the moment, because sometimes a funeral policy could be anything between how much, between 50 rand, 60 rand a month. It's not normally very, very expensive. If you're looking at 30,000 rand cover for a funeral policy, it could be in the region anywhere with anything between 56 rand up to 100 rand. So if a person says, I really cannot afford to pay this 100 rand, I need to put food on the table, what is your advice to that particular person before making that decision to say, I've paid 7 years on this policy or 8 years on this policy and I can't manage to pay it anymore?
Those cases do happen. And it's so unfortunate that even if that person has paid more than 5 years or how long, we don't do the premium refund because it is not an investment or saving product. It's just a life insurance. So we firstly tell that person if he or she won't get back her premium. And we do advise to that person if by cutting costs to manage your current financial situation may be a good idea, but cutting your funeral policy could have a long-lasting impact than you had budgeted for. So we just advise that person not to cut his or her own funeral policy because somewhere along the run it can be very much dangerous to that person.
Noliyesa Gawula from the Eastern Cape out in Queenstown, Abavelele Funeral Services. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. And I think the key thing that Noliyesa has actually highlighted here is the fact that your funeral policy is not a saving scheme. So if you cut off that funeral policy, you lose practically most of those premiums that you've actually paid into that particular fund.